The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Should we just get things started?
Let's, yes.
I need more coffee, clearly. But we're going to get through this show, or at least try to. But the first talk back of the day. Here we go.
Good morning, JV family. This is Louise from Houston. Just wanted to give a quick birthday shout out to my sister, Charlotte, which her birthday was this past Saturday. Turned 30-something. And wanted to wish her a wonderful belated birthday. Have a great day, everyone. Happy Monday.
Happy Monday.
Happy
That's
Monday.
Very sweet. Happy birthday.
Yeah, happy birthday, Charlotte.
Who gives a fart? Oh,
JV Show, number one in Houston. Point. I also checked. Now, look, we always say don't say a woman's age, but he said 30. She's turned 30-something. Does that violate the rules as well? Because you now we know, like, we've narrowed it down within.
I think that's still a violation.
Okay.
I assumed that was going to be the answer. I just want a clarification. Okay, don't say.
Maybe she wants to be 26 and a half.
Right.
Oh. Maybe that's what she'd want people to think.
Yeah, or 27 and a half, which is a great age.
Thank you, yep.
My favorite age. That's why I've stuck with it for so many years. Yeah. It's like one of my favorites.
Graham, how was the weekend?
You guys, it was good. A lot of sports this weekend. My daughter had her final softball game of the season, and in a shocker, it ended in a tie, as did every other game this season. They just let everybody bat, you know, they take like six batters an inning and then they all run around the bases where, but she had a good game, had two hits.
Perfect.
So that was good. Okay. My son had a baseball practice this Saturday morning and then a game yesterday. We lost in a walk-off, which was frustrating. So it's kind of a all sports weekend, but here's the one indicator that really let me know that I've just become an old married person. I drunk ordered some curtains on Saturday night.
Oh my God.
That's where we're at now, guys. That's where we're at.
Okay, but was it something you regretted after? Like next
day? Of course
day?
I regretted after.
Okay, I don't know. Maybe you needed curtains. I don't know.
No, okay, my wife really wants curtains, right? And I don't know if you guys have ever shopped for curtains or any sort of blinds or anything. It's the world's biggest ripoff. Can someone explain this to me? Why are anything that covers a window the most expensive crap out there?
So expensive.
It's brutal. And every time there's our living room in our house, my wife's like, I just can't, because there needs to be, and then a curtain, and then these windows, and there's too much light, and we need curtains. And then she shows me the curtains that she wants, and I'm like, what? That's for just one pair of them?
Oh, no.
They're expensive. And, you know, finally, whatever. I had a couple drinks Saturday night, and she's there. The curtain talk starts happening again. I would like this room a lot more if there were curtains, and could we get the... And I was like, just give me the things. Tell me which ones they are, and I'm going to order them right now. So I ordered them. And then, holy credit card bill.
So expensive.
What in the world?
But you needed them.
The worst
but I also need a jet ski. I'd rather have
that's
that.
That's a good idea. Get a jet ski next.
I can't.
Let's
the
get
curtain.
Graham drunk this weekend.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, we have our pool party. We'll get you wasted, and then you can order us all jet skis.
Now the credit card's maxed, and I'm going to have a bunch of curtain panels
instead.
There goes
our plan, Jess.
And then
out the window. Curtains.
And well, then I'm going to have to be the guy that hangs them up, too. That's the thing.
Well, that's your fault for being such a good husband.
I got to install the curtain rods and then hang these curtains that cost more than my life.
Yeah. That's just husband life, I guess.
Stupid. Just stupid.
Would some crazy cash help you?
That would help me.
Not you, Graham. You're unqualified because you work here. Everybody else, you can win $1,000.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
It's time for...
The four things you need a heads up on to start your day.
Whoa, did you see that Biden was diagnosed with prostate cancer?
Yeah, an aggressive one, too.
An aggressive form, yeah. There's a Gleason score of 9 with metastasis to the bone. So basically, yeah, it's very aggressive and it's already started to spread. Doctors say this type of cancer is treatable, though, so he's reviewing options with his doctors.
Thoughts and prayers for Biden. Thoughts and prayers. The San Francisco Giants swept the Bay Sacramento Las Vegas, formerly of Oakland Bay Bridge Series over the weekend, taking three straight games from the A's. Wilmer Flores was the Giants' hero of the series. He propelled the team to Friday night's win, hitting three home runs, one of which was a grand slam. And then on Saturday, he drew a bases-loaded walk in the 10th for, quite literally, a walk-off win. Next up for the Giants is a three-game set with the Royals, which starts today at Oracle Park. First pitch is at 6:45.
Go Mets! Mm-hmm. A very sunny start to the week. Highs will be in the mid-70s to low 80s. Expect winds to increase from 10 to 20 miles per hour to about 35 miles per hour in the afternoon.
Uh-oh.
Holy windstorm on Saturday. Oh, no. Jeez, I almost got blown off. Hey, Pisces besties!
Hey!
Your day today is going to be a 7. Oh. Patience and understanding could give you better results than trying to lay down the law. Playing power games often leaves everyone unhappy and resentful. Focus on finding common ground.
Great advice.
You Pisces, stop laying down the law.
Oh, hey, that's you, Jess. You're a Pisces.
Yeah. I didn't understand half of what you just said right now, Graham. All I heard was patience, and I was like, nah, I'm out.
Yeah, I don't have that.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
The JV Show. I'm Selena.
I'm Graham.
And I'm Jess.
Hope you had a good weekend. Don't forget, 7:05, we have a chance to win a Chuggy Muggy and the tickets to the San Mateo County Fair that happens at 7:30 this morning. Mm-hmm. All right, Graham. The UFC fight.
Yeah, this is a new one for me, you guys. The UFC fight had to be canceled at the last minute over the weekend, all because of herpes. UFC Vegas 106 was all set to see Rodolfo Bellotto take on Paul Craig in the co-main event. And just 30 minutes beforehand, medical officials scrapped the entire fight because Bellotto had what they called, quote, a medical issue. Now, we learned that the medical issue was herpes because he posted about it, you guys, on his Instagram.
He even posted this?
Yeah, he even posted a picture.
Are you serious?
Ew.
Right.
Wait, was it where?
We'll get to that. He said, quote, I never thought that herpes would take me out of a fight. I'm so sorry to tell all of you guys, but it's something that's out of our control. I'll have more news soon. I don't know what
I don't need updates
more
on that.
News is going to be. Also, yeah, I agree with you. Never thought herpes was going to take you out of the fight. He says it's something out of our control. Maybe it was in your control at one time. We don't know. Don't want to judge. All right. And then he put in the video a close-up of the herpes. Now, look, it was a cold sore on his mouth.
Okay.
So it was the herpes one or whatever it is.
One of those things.
Yeah, it was the whatever that one. And I guess this is a thing. UFC boss Dana White even weighed in on it, saying this is something they have to screen for a lot of different diseases, nutses, and all sorts of things pre-fight. And because this is a contagious condition, you can't have an active open herpes sore on your mouth. On your face, because, you know, UFC fighters, they're like smooshing their faces together and wrestling around the ground and everything. And it is it's highly contagious. So the fight is off and they hope to reschedule it at a later date pretty soon.
I mean, that makes sense, but I just don't understand why he would want to post a close-up picture for everybody to see.
But also, like, calling it the hurt makes it sound so much worse. You could have just said cold sore. Like,
yeah, but that's what it is.
No, I know that's what it is.
That's herpes.
But it just sounds so much less aggressive.
Got it. I mean, wouldn't you have just left it? If the fight gets scrapped because of a medical condition, aren't there HIPAA laws or whatever? Like, you could just say, leave it at that, right? Oh, the fight has to get medical issues. Sorry, guys. Had to cancel the fight. Something came up. And you don't tell people what it is, right?
No.
I don't think so. No. And you definitely don't show them a picture.
No. Keep that one to yourself.
But it wouldn't apply to this. That's only like doctors and stuff, right?
No, but like if somebody tried to pry the information out of you, you could be like, well, I don't want to share. And if you find out the information and you share it, then...
Yeah, it's a medical, it's your own personal medical issue.
Do you think that can we make the tie back to Usher because he had a residency in Vegas?
He got the cherry because
Usher fed him cherries.
Yeah, don't ever
Do you think he was doing that with his tongue to the cherries too?
Probably.
Ew.
Probably, that's what you're supposed to do. Anyways, you're not allowed to fight with the hurt.
Did you see the video that he posted?
I did not watch it. No, I don't care to see the hurt.
Selena's going to go looking for it right now.
Selena's going to go look it up.
I am so disgusting. I love disgusting stuff. I don't know why. I'm sorry.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Jess, you had a busy weekend.
So busy. And I was here in the Bay. I was enjoying all of the greatness. I went to the Giants game on Friday to start things off. It was my first time, couple of firsts actually, first time sitting in the third deck, and I actually really liked sitting there, except for when it gets super, super windy and cold, but other than that, the view's great. I mean, it's just, it doesn't get more beautiful than Oracle Park, so
I know.
Literally wherever you sit,
it's
kind of
peaceful
beautiful.
Up there, too, because you're so far away from the action.
Right.
Yeah, it's like you don't even know a game's going on, it's so far away. What are those ants down there running around? What are they doing?
It was also my first time getting the helmet nachos.
Really?
What the heck is the helmet nachos? That sounds cool.
So nachos that come in a Giants
It's
black
like a commemorative
helmet.
Plastic helmet.
Yeah. Okay.
Which
is just how it sounds then.
Right. Yeah. Which
I thought it was like a helmet that you wear.
Oh,
has, like,
made out of nachos.
You know how people have like the hats with like the straws and you can like.
Yeah.
I thought it was like that, but nachos.
Oh, and the cheese sauce comes through the straw and then all you have to do is reach and grab chips and the cheese is delivered straight into your mouth.
Oh my God, write that down.
Invention alert.
Somebody just stole it.
Oh, they did?
Yeah. I just thought it was just patented.
Dang it.
Now, I kind of feel bad after that because they were delicious, don't get me wrong, but I think I just got wrapped up in the fun of it all. So I was like, yes, I do need this plastic helmet. That, what am I going to do with
you'll
after?
Never use
exactly
for anything ever
so
again.
So now I'm going to be having all my meals in there just to justify my purchase because I could have bought just the regular nachos, but I was like, no, I want the helmet.
So on Saturday morning, were you eating cereal out of the helmet?
No. It's still in my sink right now.
You should just bring it in and like drink your coffee out of it in the morning.
Well, that's the only
problem. With a giant straw.
Right, but yeah. That is the only problem with it. It does look cool when you're eating your nachos out of the thing, but then you're like, wait, I got to carry this thing that has cheese and all this stuff smeared around it. Like, ew. I now have to carry it around with me the rest of the game and out of the park and into my car.
Into all the bars we're going to after.
Yeah.
Right. And obviously, I didn't think of that in the moment.
Yeah, you don't need that.
But once you pay that much, oh, that's staying with me for the rest of my life.
What's a helmet nacho running these days?
I believe it was 20. The total for two was around 50-ish. 50 something.
It's like a dollar a chip.
Yeah. Now they do give you a good amount of nachos, but I didn't even finish them. So
what do you think? There are more than 25 chips in there? I don't know. That's a buck a chip.
Oh yeah, I don't think so.
Yeah, yeah, there was. I'm looking at pictures of
25
it. It's big.
Yeah, but 25 chips is a full size each chip. Right. Think of 25 chips. That's a pretty good pile of nachos.
Yeah.
Once
you put all the toppings on there.
I think maybe like 20. Or 17 to 20, around there.
Well, I want one now.
But while...
Yeah. I am hungry. I
need to go get one of these. But
we were so sad while we were in the line for the nachos. Of course, that's when Wilmer Flores decides to hit a grand slam.
You missed the grand slam?
Because you were in line for helmet nachos?
You don't... Wait, do you know anything about baseball?
I do, but you know
what? Go get your nachos when the other team is up.
Right, here's the thing,
though. In this case, the A's. Who cares about them?
Usually, when I go with my boyfriend, one, we get there on time. Two, he knows exactly like, okay, we're going to go in the next inning or we're going to do all of this and this. When he's not with me and I'm just with my friends, I'm in like La La Land and I'm just like going with the flow. So one, we got there a little later. And once we got there, we were like, oh my God, let's explore. And then we started walking around to see what we wanted to eat. And then we get to the nachos line. Next thing you know, everyone's cheering and it's a grand slam.
I'm upset.
I know.
That was like a historic performance. Wilmer Flores hits three home runs in the game, one of them being a grand slam. Like, that's a game for the ages. Like, people are going to be telling their grandkids about the time they saw Wilmer Flores hit three home runs, one of them was a grand slam, and you were in line for nachos.
I saw it on the screen.
Oh, God.
That's good.
I'm going to be sick.
But then I manifested that he hit another home run. I said it right before he did it, and then he did it, and I was like, all right.
You're welcome. My job here is done.
Thanks a lot, Giants fans.
I want to make sure we have enough time to talk about Beta Breakers. How was that yesterday?
So much fun.
We need a picture of your
costume. On Wild 94.9, you can see a quick little video, but also for my photo from home, you'll see another picture of my
inflatable. I saw it. What were you?
A koala.
Why a koala?
But why?
I don't know. I just thought it was cute when I was looking on Amazon.
Know they have the chlamydia, right?
Koalas?
Koalas do?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's why they're so grumpy.
Who said this?
It's like a thing. Everybody knows that.
Okay, well,
it is a thing.
I didn't.
Can't remember why.
No, it actually is a thing.
Oh my gosh, but they're so cute.
And that's why I just watched
Breakers. I saw Jess's costume and I knew it was a giant koala bear, but I was like, oh, this must be the koala from Zootopia or something. Like, I thought it was, I thought it meant something that I just wasn't getting. You know?
I literally
just searched a koala bear.
Yeah, I just searched up inflatable costumes on Amazon and I thought that one was the cutest one there. And so I ordered it. And there I was in a ginormous koala costume, which I'm going to be honest, at first I was like, oh my God, wait. Like I was starting to back out a little bit and I was getting shy because I was like, why am I doing this again? Like, my boyfriend's like, so you're doing this willingly. And I was like,
you thought this was like a dare, like we were making you or something?
No. And I was like, I guess I am.
What did your boyfriend wear?
He wore regular clothes.
Just regular clothes. Okay. He's walking around with an inflatable koala.
Get in the Beta Breaker spirit.
If I were him, I would have backed out. I'm not being seen with you.
Right. I mean, I needed him in regular clothes so that he could have his hands freed up because you guys, that thing was huge. What I was wearing, like, I couldn't even get my hands like touching each other. Like,
how far did you make it in the race?
Oh, I didn't run the race.
Oh.
Yeah. Yeah.
But you got in with all the other people dressed up and like...
Right.
You were moving. You may get a block or two. How far did you go?
Maybe like Maybe like two blocks.
That's it?
Okay. Well, because, you know, most of it was like I wanted to see the costumes. However, I did not know that people ran naked. You guys did not tell me this.
I've told you that
you
before.
Did not tell
yes,
me
I
this.
Have. Everybody knows that, especially because it was a sunny, gorgeous day. Oh,
ew.
Man, they're flopping everywhere.
Oh, my God.
Know
that's so
that
gross.
Was allowed.
Everything's allowed
it's
in
San Francisco.
That's a good point. But, yeah, it was, and obviously, like, you make eye contact with everything because you can't help but to.
Even in front of your man, you were making eye contact?
Yeah,
with
I was
things.
Like, look.
Wow.
I was telling him to look, but obviously he didn't want to. He was definitely not expecting that as well.
Graham, how should Jess have, like, how would you expect, like, your wife to handle that? There's a bunch of naked dudes around. Do you expect her to act like she doesn't notice? Like, she's just... Or like her mind is just completely not even.
Sorry, we've all been in that situation as guys when an attractive woman walks by and we pretend like they don't even exist.
But this is different.
For your
sake. It's not like anyone was looking at these going like, oh my God, like and turned on.
Sometimes you might be. I don't know. I don't know what your style is.
Okay,
and you're going to see every different style out there.
Right.
They're all different shapes and sizes. You're going to see every single kind.
Legit act like we don't even know that there's naked people out here.
Yeah, you don't look. Sorry.
Don't look.
It's like a solar eclipse.
Okay.
Don't look directly at it.
Oh,
but you were, Jess.
Well, it's kind of hard to because you're, especially the first person I saw that was naked, I was like, am I seeing this correctly?
Because it was tiny?
It was.
Oh, wow, the judgment, too.
No, but that's it.
It's early in the morning. It could be a little chilly out.
She just said it was a beautiful sunny day. It was
well, it was, but it still starts very early in the morning. It doesn't matter. I've done beta breakers when it's foggy before, and it don't matter. They're all out flopping around still.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
It was so fun, though.
Oh, no.
It was so fun. I think eventually one day I'll actually, like, be in the race, but maybe if they, like, give me 50% off or something, because, oh, my gosh, isn't it, like, over $100 to, like, run in the thing?
There is a registration fee. I don't know what this year's was. You don't need, like I said, you don't need to actually run the race. You just want to dress up
and
then hop into the race and go for a few miles.
Yeah, that was fun. I enjoyed that. I enjoyed that very much. So.
It's a spectacle. Everyone needs to do it. Selena, you need to go one time.
I know.
It's
I cannot
so
believe
fun.
I've never gone. Can I bring my kids?
Nope.
Oh,
ooh,
yeah,
then I guess I'm busy that day because I'm stuck with them.
Hottest things trending.
It's all the stuff you need to know. What's hot in music, movies, shows, and the most talked about stories happening today in the Bay.
Let's talk about movies. The weekend box office. I got your top three right here. Coming in at number three, Sinners. Made another $15.4 million. I've still been meaning to go watch that, and I have not gotten around to it.
No clue what it is, but sure.
The one with Michael B. Jordan.
Oh, that's right.
That's all I know.
Yes,
right.
I know, me too. I have no idea what it's about. Number two is Disney's Thunderbolts, $16.5 million. Number one, the new Final Destination movie.
I knew it.
Yeah, how'd it go?
$51 million, the number one movie of the weekend. Mm-hmm. I'm like, going down this list, though, where is the weekend's new movie? Hurry Up Tomorrow. Oh, number six.
Wait,
with how much?
$3.3 million. Ooh, about that.
Ooh, you know, it costs a little bit more than that to make.
Yeah, The Weeknd's movie called Hurry Up Tomorrow has a 13% on Rotten Tomatoes, a C- cinema score.
Oof.
One critic said that it's an exciting vanity project with surrealist imagination but stiff writing, no stakes, limited emotional weight, and an unclear narrative.
Is this thing that, did it get released at all the theaters? Or is this like probably a limited release?
No, this is like nationwide. Mm-hmm. It's backed by Lionsgate. So it's like an actual like
interesting
movie. That's
what's
just
it called?
Mad. It's called Hurry Up Tomorrow.
Hurry Up Tomorrow.
I think this should have been left to streaming platforms. And
yeah, it kind of seems like it was that type of movie. Mm-hmm. I was kind of shocked that it was going to be released in theaters. But, you know, it has Jenna Ortega in it. Barry Keoghan. I just feel like who would... I'm curious to watch it, but who would, unless he paid for this thing himself, because who would, like, invest their money and, like, back this? Remember he had that show on HBO that, like, totally flopped, too?
Yeah.
Yeah, it would be hard for me to be like, yeah, I'm Lionsgate. Here you go. Here's all this money. Let's put out a movie. Able?
Yeah.
Because if they were booking him to a movie deal, you know that his salary alone to do the movie was more than the 3.3 that it made in its opening weekend.
Yes.
Whoops.
And I don't know if he did this on purpose, but like the album that he had released was called Hurry Up Tomorrow. So when I think of the movie, all I think is just like his album, and I don't think of like a separate movie having its own
nor did we need it.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah. But I mean, that was obviously done on purpose. He wanted it to go along with the album. Can we talk about Tom Brady, who was spotted naked?
Where? What?
On Friday, he was sunbathing completely nude on the roof of his mansion in Indian Creek, Florida. Like, he's up there just like laying out, flopping over, and things are flopping completely naked. And there's pictures of him. And
I presume you've already looked at them.
I did look at them.
And what's the verdict?
Jess and I had a good laugh. and then people are also pointing out that, his ex, Gisele Bundchen, she's his neighbor. Like, if she were to, like, go on her roof and, like, look outside, she could probably see him on top of his roof.
Well, there's nothing she hasn't seen before.
I know, but you have a new man. Yeah. Like, come on.
Well, maybe he's trying to flaunt something.
Of course he is. But like I said, Jess and I had a good laugh.
So you're saying... It wasn't a
flattering angle or photo.
The pictures are not doing him any favors.
I mean, it's private property. You're on your own roof. You can certainly do that, but you should know when you're a high profile celebrity that somebody may be trying to catch a peek.
Right.
Was this like a drone shot? Who do you think took the picture?
I don't know. I don't know how they got this.
Probably.
Yeah.
But just like really, really far away. It seems kind of
they
blurry.
Had to really, really zoom in.
There was a lot of zoom in because it's kind of blurry and grainy.
Yeah.
But you can.
And then Selena zoomed
you
in
can
some
make
more.
Out some things.
Right here. Yeah.
All right, moving on. Graham, what do you have?
All right, prepare to feel itchy, everybody. Four people have filed lawsuits against hotels in Las Vegas over what they said were severe bedbug problems in their rooms. According to these lawsuits, these guests got bitten by bedbugs at Treasure Island and at the Luxor. That's your first problem. Don't stay at either of those places. They've fallen into disrepair. In one of those instances, a woman claims that the bites caused a reaction and felt like her throat was closing up. They had to call an ambulance, and she had to get treatment in the hospital for those bites. The plaintiffs are seeking damages for negligence and allege that they had thousands of dollars in medical bills and other related costs from these bed bug attacks. Last year, bed bugs, they say, were found in four Vegas strip resorts, which, according to the Southern Nevada Health District, they say that's pretty, like, that's just kind of average. That's just, it's going to happen. We're talking about Vegas. There's over 150,000 hotel rooms there and millions of travelers that visit every year. It's impossible to control all bed bugs. So just think about that the next time you tuck yourself into your hotel room bed.
Yuck. Halloween costume idea.
Yeah.
Oh,
Vegas bed bugs.
Nobody will get it.
Yes, I'm nobody here for this.
We're dressed up as showgirls, but we're like bed bugs.
That's slightly better.
I'm writing it down.
Yes. Selena's bringing this up because I don't know if it was last Halloween or the one before you guys thought about dressing up as Paris bedbugs because there was a bedbug outbreak in Paris of which nobody would have understood what you guys were dressed up
we
as.
We missed the opportunity.
I know.
You
but
didn't know
back.
What a bedbug looks like?
The opportunity is back. No.
See? That's part of the problem.
I've seen pictures and articles before and we would have added little berets with baguettes and...
Paintbrushes.
Nobody would have gotten it.
Okay, well, whatever. Vegas, bed bugs, million times better.
Mm-hmm.
Fine.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
The JV Show. I'm Selena.
I'm Graham.
And I'm Jess.
We have your chance now to win a chug mug if you are the first person to guess today's bleeped out word. Whenever you think you know what the bleeped out word is, you got to leave your guess on the talkback mic on the new and improved iHeartRadio app. Are you guys ready for today's clip?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay, so I kind of always wanted a golden, but I don't think my husband would give me one.
Oh. sounds freaky.
Wait. That's a difficult thing to bring up, I guess.
How do you broach a subject like that?
Yeah.
And what if the other person doesn't want
that? But you know, shouldn't they also take into account the things that you want and try to provide those things for you? All right, think about what that bleeped out word could be, you sickos. Remember, this is a family show, so keep those guesses PG. Leave those guesses on the talkback mic. That's the only way to win a JV Show Chug Mug is playing this game and using the iHeartRadio app and the talkback mic. So if you don't already have the app, you're never going to win a mug. You need to download it and hop on and play. Leave us your name and your city along with our with your guest, because we want to shout you out when you win, but you have to be the first correct answer of the morning to win the Chug Mug.
That's right, and do it now. We're going to play some of your guesses next.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Back to What the Bleep. It's where you can win a chug mug. You just got to be the first person to guess today's bleeped out word. If you missed today's clip, here it is.
Okay, so I kind of always wanted a golden... but I don't think my husband would give me one.
What in the P. Diddy are we talking about right
now? Your guess is on the talkback mic sick. On the iHeartRadio app. Remember, this is a family show, so let's run through some of your guesses now.
Hi, good morning, JV Show. This is Norma from Oakland. I want to say the bleeped out word is golden egg. Have a great day. Bye.
Golden egg.
What are you, Veruca Salt?
Or the Easter Bunny?
No, don't you remember the geese? They laid golden eggs at Wonka's factory.
Yeah. No, I don't recall that.
What are you guys talking about?
I've never seen that.
You've never seen Charlie and the Chocolate Factory?
No.
What Jess, about the new have you one? Ever seen Charlie and the Chocolate Factory?
I haven't
factory?
Seen the new one either.
What? I've seen both of them. But I like the new one more.
Oh, the OG one's the best. You've never seen Charlie and the Chocolate Factory?
You guys, I haven't seen anything. You know that about me. I have not seen anything.
I have not seen anything. And even I have seen Charlie and Chocolate Factory like a million times.
I have also not seen anything. But Selena, you make me feel so much better.
You're welcome. Yeah. You're welcome.
This is Owen and Jessica from Gilroy. We think the bleeped out word is necklace.
I would love a nice golden necklace. Yes. That'd be nice.
Do you wear necklaces like that, Selena?
Not really. I don't have a ton of necklaces. But, I mean, I'm not anti-necklaces.
Got it. Jess, do you wear necklaces? I'm trying to think if I recall you guys being necklace wearers.
I wear a lot of necklaces. I try to switch them out here and there. Like, sometimes silver, sometimes gold, sometimes bigger, sometimes smaller.
So it's a thing.
Good morning, JV Show. This is Frankie from Hidden Valley Lake. My guess is a golden microphone. Hope I win.
Ooh, yes.
Selena walked in here.
I want to be the only one at Wild with a golden microphone.
If she walked in here every day and plugged in a golden microphone, I quit.
Why? I'm adding that to the list of things that I need.
Stop it. No, you don't need one.
All right, continue to get those guesses in on the Talkback mic on the iHeart app. What is today's bleeped out word?
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
We're playing What the Bleep, where all you have to do is be the first person to guess today's bleeped out word, and we will send you a JV Show chug mug. If you missed today's clip, here it is one last time.
Okay, so I kind of always wanted a golden... but I don't think my husband would give me one.
You look like someone that would.
What?
Right.
Really?
You can just tell about some people.
Yeah, but I didn't think me. Anyways. You don't even know what the word is, Graham.
That's a good point.
And remember, this is the family show. Remember, when you want to play, just leave your guesses on the Talkback mic on the new and improved iHeartRadio app. Let's run through some of your talkbacks now.
Hi, this is Annie from Vallejo. And my guess is grill.
A gold grill.
That was a lot of people's guess this morning. Popular guess.
Grill in your teeth or like golden barbecue grill? Because I'll take either.
I think the grill and your teeth. I've never seen a gold barbecue grill. I'm sure one exists.
Hi, JV Show. Good morning. It's McKenna from Haywood. I think that bleep that word is golden ring. Bye.
A golden ring.
Five golden rings. Four calling birds. Three French hens. Two turtle doves. And a partridge in a pear tree. Sorry for that, everybody.
Yeah, that was really bad. Yeah.
Good morning, JV Show. This is Chris from Emeryville. I think the bleep that word is doodle, a golden doodle. They're so cute.
Oh, my God.
They are so cute.
Yes.
You ever wanted to get a golden doodle,
yes,
Selena?
I did have a golden doodle phase. Never got one.
You did?
I was just like obsessed with how cute they were. Never got one, though.
So
but,
cute.
Like, they're so adorable.
Little golden doodle.
Morning, JV Show. This is Jackie from Cashier Valley. And I think the bleeped out word is retriever. Okay, bye. Have a good day.
That's the word.
Here's today's clip, unbleeped.
Okay, so I kind of always wanted a golden retriever, but I don't think my husband would give me one.
I think
why not?
I think it's growing up, even though I'm only 26 and a half,
right.
Watching Full House. And like, you watch Full House, you want a golden retriever. You know what I mean? And like, I still have that.
I've got one. It's the
I
best.
I know you do.
They're so cute.
And they always look so happy.
Right.
And like,
they just want to be your best friend.
Yeah, but would you play with him or her, Selena?
Yeah, you don't like dogs like that.
Yeah, I don't want to get dog hair on me either.
That's
the thing.
That's the problem with a golden retriever and you, Selena, because you only wear black hoodies and black leggings.
Yeah.
And you would be absolutely coated.
I know. All you talk about is how your dog Hambone just leaves dog fur everywhere. A trail. Everywhere she goes.
And when we got her, they're like, she has the kind of fur that doesn't, this kind doesn't shed as much. And we're like, oh, that's great. Good to know. Yeah, right. She sheds constantly. The hair. Oh, the thickery thatched of hair. It is everywhere. All right, let's give a few shout outs, shall we?
Yes.
All right, first, Jackie in Castro Valley. What's up, Jackie? What's up? Enjoy your brand new JV Show Chug Mug. She had the very first correct answer this morning. Nicely done. And there was a lot of competition this morning. A lot of people were on it. Vince and Olivia in Dublin had it. So did Amanda and Adeline in Napa. What's up, Napa? Kimberly in San Jose had it. So did Yvonne in San Jose. Ronick in Hayward had it. So did Riley in Hayward. Joanne in Manteca had it. So did Christine in San Bruno. Kyra, Max, and Stella in Windsor had it. So did Daisy in Santa Maria. What's up, Daisy? What's up? Jim in Hayward had it. So did Abby and Irene in Discovery Bay. Russell in San Jose had it. So did Lori in Morgan Hill. Valeria. She didn't say where she's from. She doesn't care. She doesn't have time for that. Zayden in San Francisco had it. Nicole in Discovery Bay. A lot of Discovery Bay this morning. I'd like to discover where the hell that is. Brian, Dominic, and Nico in Concord. I'm kidding, Discovery Bayans. I know where you guys are at. Leslie in San Francisco had it. So did Gladys. She didn't say either because she... Who has time to say where they're from when they're leaving a talkback for the JV show? Yvette in Pittsburgh had it. So did Julie in Fairfield. What's up, Julie? What's up? Savannah? She didn't say where she was from either. She didn't care. Lauren in Lakeland, Florida. Awaited this morning. She had the correct answer, not quite fast enough. JV show, I had to check there really quick. JV show number one in Lakeland, Florida right now.
I've
been trying to crack into that market for years now.
I know. We finally did it.
Finally got it. Good and we are number one. Selena, do you care to share your man's theory about golden retrievers?
No, not really.
Why not? It's funny.
Yeah, I want to know.
He's allowed to have the theory. It's just a theory.
My man has a theory.
Uh-huh.
That only white people have golden retrievers.
Leave us a talk back if you could prove, if you'd like to prove otherwise and prove them wrong.
So I don't know if he would ever be down to have one. Well, also we do not need another dog, but that's the main reason. But
that's his theory. I think Graham's the only person I know with a golden retriever.
This is you guys are racist.
No, I'm just saying. Hey, that's not even what my man said. That not me.
Right,
not
right, me. Right.
Anyone can have a golden retriever. Golden retrievers are for everyone.
But
they are
not according to your man. I love that.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Let's go to the phones. Hi, is this Rose?
This is Rose.
Hey, Rose, how's it going?
And my grand. I'm great. Thank you.
Rose, do me a favor. As I hear a slight echo there in the background, can you turn your radio all the way down, please?
All right.
Thank you so much. And
put you on speaker instead of my...
Much better. Okay, and you have your grandson with you?
Yes, Brayden is here.
Hi, Brayden! Do you guys have a good weekend?
Yeah.
Nice. All right, well, let's see if we can get you guys some winning. This is the JV Show's Yup Nope game. We are going to ask you four random trivia questions. Just got to get three correct, and then you guys are winning.
Four tickets to the San Mateo County Fair.
Ooh, fun. All right, you guys ready? Woo-hoo. Question number one. Spinner, Amazon Pink, and Bottlenose are all different types of what?
Adult toys.
Dolphins.
Yep.
Yes, yep. Dolphins.
That's the one. All right, question number two. What does PS stand for at the end of a letter?
Is it postscript?
Yep.
Postscript.
Oh, how did you know that?
You didn't know that?
I mean,
we knew like, that, but we weren't sure how right, you
Brayden,
would know
Brayden,
that.
How old are you?
I'm 14.
Have you ever, like, written, and mailed a letter?
Not really. I just know, like, post means after, and,
like,
I don't know.
Okay, hey. No, I love that.
Selena, the PS didn't get lost at the handwritten letters. People still include that in emails and other digital correspondence, right?
But I don't think Brayden is sending emails.
Yeah. Brayden, you ever sent an email before as a 14-year-old?
I don't really that much.
But you've sent an email before?
Yeah, I have.
Jess, I think my 7-year-old sent an email.
Wow. Really?
Yeah, he's got a Gmail account.
Oh, he does?
Yeah.
Okay. Wow.
It's 2025. Okay. You guys are acting like we're sitting there getting a like a feather quill pen and sitting next to candlelight. Everybody sends emails, right?
I didn't know children were. That's all we're saying. That's all
he's
we're 14.
Saying.
He's 14. I know, but I'm shocked at your son.
Yeah, I don't want my childhood to be like...
sending emails at a desk?
How boring.
Coming from the people that spend 10 hours on their screens a day.
We must move
10.
On.
We're getting sidetracked. We got people on the phone. They're trying to play a game. Sorry about that.
Sorry. Little squabble. Let's squabble down, you guys. Let's squabble down.
All right.
Oh, that's me.
Yeah.
Question number three. The Panama Canal connects what two bodies of water?
Is it the Pacific and the Atlantic Ocean?
I mean,
close.
Do you take it? Because technically that's what's happening there. But what's right there on the other side, you know, you go from the Pacific right into the, what body of water is that? And then out to the Atlantic. Thoughts, ladies? Thoughts?
Half a point.
Yep. We're looking for the Pacific to the Caribbean, but you did say technically it still
goes to the Atlantic.
I think we just give it to them.
Sort of part of the Atlantic. That's fine.
It's Monday. Let's give it to them.
All right, question number four. And by my approximation, you don't even need this question because you sort of got that last one right. And then that's three correct. But question number four, a kiwi is a fruit, but it is also the name of what type of animal?
A bird.
Yep.
Wow. They didn't even need that other one.
Wow. They did not.
Congrats, you guys. You just got four tickets to the San Mateo County Fair.
Yay.
This is going to be kicking off May 30th through June 8th. Plus, you get a parking pass.
How good is that? You guys have a great rest of your day. Yes?
I just want to say, today, Brayden is graduating, and this is our last day of ride together.
Oh, you're graduating? Oh,
a miracle.
Yeah. Well, congratulations. We also hope that even though you are going on break, that you still listen to the JV show.
Right.
You know what? I think everyone, even though it is going to be summertime, I think you still wake up 6 o'clock on the dot.
Please.
Get up, get out of the house, just go enjoy the day, but listen to the JV show until maybe 10.
Otherwise, we might not be here when you get back from summer break.
Rose and Brayden, that is awesome. Have a great rest of your day and congratulations. All right, hang on for that winning. You're very welcome. Graham, we got some shout-outs.
You know we do. And actually, top of the list this morning was a shout-out from a woman named Rose to her son, Brayden, because it was their last ride today. And they got on the show today. So there's their shout-out. They don't need this DM shout-out. Another one here. Hey, Graham, happy Friday. I got this obviously on Friday. We want to shout-out Aaliyah, who's graduated from Menlo College. We're so proud of your dedication and hard work. We love you. That's from Dad Yvette. Ben, Nathaniel, and the dog. So congrats on that graduation.
Woo! Congratulations.
Who gives a fart? Another one here. Good morning, JV Show. Mom and your DMs. Please wish our favorite middle child, AJ, a happy 11th birthday. We play along with the Yep Nope game every morning on the way to school, and he's been waiting for his chance to get his birthday shout out. Happy birthday, Avery Jordan. Love Mom, Dad, Brayden, and baby Max. So happy birthday, AJ.
Who gives a fart?
Another one here. I want to give my amazing husband, who is such a huge asset to our community of San Leandro. Not only does my husband work full time, he's also the president of our Little League. He's the president of the Washington Manor Little League and also coaches our amazing kids at St. John Catholic School and the Junior Giants at San Leandro in the summer. Want to give him a much deserved shout out and thank him for all he does for our beautiful blended family, but to our entire, not only to our beautiful blended family, but also to the entire community. Thank you, Coach Marcos Meraz. You're very appreciated. So shout out to him. Wow.
Who gives a fart?
That's a great point.
That's a hell of a guy. Another one here. Graham, please wish my son Aiden a happy birthday. Today is the big 1-8-18. Welcome to adulthood. It has been my biggest pleasure watching you grow into the incredible young man you are today. Love you and can't wait to celebrate. And that's from your mom. So happy birthday, Aiden.
Who gives a fart?
Another one here. Good morning, JV Show fam. Happy Monday. Happy 18th birthday to my oldest son, Mateo. Wishing him an amazing day and year. Whoop, whoop. You're a legal adult now. Love mom, dad, bros, AJ, and Tristan. So happy birthday there.
Who gives
Mateo,
a fart?
18, that's a big one. Yeah. Last one here. Hey, good morning, Graham. Can you please shout out my baby cousins, Alyssa, Thago, and Juan? Have a good day. I love you guys so much. That's from their cousin, Destiny. Also, you can shout out their mom, Adriana, working for the San Leandro School District. Love you so much. You're the best godmom I could ever ask for. So shout out to you guys. Appreciate you listening to the show.
Who gives a fart?
All right. Yep.
hottest things trending.
It's all the stuff you need to know. What's hot in music, movies, shows, and the most talked about stories happening today in the Bay.
Your Diddy trial update. So Friday was an eventful day in court. Cassie wrapped up her testimony. She was on the stand for days. A few notable things from that. She revealed that she will be receiving a $10 million settlement from the Intercontinental Hotel in L.A. where cameras captured Diddy beating her in the hallway. So she got that $20 million settlement from Diddy and then another $10 million from the hotel. I don't know why I can't talk right now. I'm so sorry. I'm going to try to get my way through this. Kathy was also forced to read text messages between her and Diddy out loud. Many of them were very graphic. Kathy testified that she consensually hooked up with Diddy after he assaulted her after they broke up, if that makes sense. So they break up. Then there was an incident that I told you guys about last week on the living room floor. And then she says after that, she did go back and she hooked up with him. A couple weeks after that, she was texting him. And part of that text message read, quote, "I'm lost without you." And this is all part of the cross-examination. People were like, well, why did you say this? Why did you text him that? Why did you go back to him? At the time when all this was happening, she was even dating her now husband at the time. And he was unaware of those events.
That's a bit of a bombshell.
Yeah.
And he is present at the trial.
Yep.
Hearing
by her side the entire time. He even issued a statement on Friday because a lot of people were wondering about his experience hearing these things. He said, "I felt so many things sitting here. I felt tremendous pride and overwhelming love for Cass. I felt profound anger that she's been subjected to sitting in front of a person who tried to break her." And then he went on to address people who credit him with saving her. He said, "No, Cassie saved herself. She put in years to get to where she is mentally now. So give all the credit to her." But he doesn't really seem fazed by what he's hearing.
I mean, they've obviously had conversations about this stuff that was going to come out. It would be incredibly difficult to sit there and listen to all that about the person that you're with. I mean, put yourself in his shoes, how difficult that would be. But you can't not be there, right?
You have to
be there, but you know that what you're going to hear is going to be incredibly tough and brutal. And it would be impossible not to be so, so angry that I would want to jump over that thing. The bailiff, good luck. You're going to have to try to tackle me before I get to the diddler.
There are a couple other things. Really quick, Aubrey O'Day posted that she will not be testifying in the trial, but she did reveal that she played a role in his house being raided. And, you know, that obviously led to his arrest. She said that she was contacted by Homeland Security and she told them everything that she knew. Don Richards, who also worked closely with Diddy when she was in Danny DeCane and Dirty Money in the early 2000s, she took the stand on Friday and told the jury that she saw Diddy. She was at the house one time and she saw Diddy come downstairs and he was asking where his phone was. And then he threw Cassie to the ground, attempted to kick her. She fell to the ground, immediately went into the fetal position, trying to hide her head from him. And then Don says that he hit Cassie with a skillet full of eggs. And then he grabbed her, took her upstairs, and then she heard a bunch of glass breaking.
Whoa.
That was part of her testimony on Friday. Don is back on the stand right now. And I just checked some of the live updates. And Diddy's lawyers are pressing her about the validity of that story, saying that her story has changed over time. And that's what they're currently going back and forth over about right now.
How many eggs were in the skillet?
That I don't know. I don't know if she had time to count the yolks.
Right.
But that's what's happening. And of course, we'll keep you updated here on the JV Show. Grammy, what do you have?
A barbershop in LA going viral over the method they're using to deter homeless people from sleeping and setting up shop in front of their business. Styles Barber Lounge is in downtown LA. The owner says they're constantly plagued by homeless people setting up encampments. There's break-ins, there's vandalism. So he is fighting back. He obviously has security cameras and all sorts of things like that. But this new technique is what's causing them to go viral because he's got a speaker out front that's going to be playing this. Baby shark to try to annoy people so badly that there's not a chance that they could sleep there or even hang out or loiter or anything in front of that business. How long could you listen to them before you had to get up and walk away, Salima?
Because
I'm only playing a 2-second clip.
A minute. 2 minutes max.
Do you think this is cruel and unusual punishment?
Yes.
Yes. Also,
sorry, I can't hear you, Jess. What?
Isn't this going to affect his business?
What now?
Isn't this going to affect his business?
Like, I don't regular customers coming up and all you hear is...
Yeah, I wouldn't go there. I'm not going to the Baby Shark store.
But once you're inside, I'm sure it sounds fine, but you just got to get from your car, walk into
I'm
the
sure
store.
I'm sure you can still hear it.
Sorry,
I know the way
what?
He's blaring it.
Yeah.
I think how long did you last, Graham?
I think this is a pretty effective deterrent.
No.
Right? There's no way you could sleep with that going on.
How long could you make it?
I could make it
Baby
just
Shark
about
on
like
repeat. That's too
like
long.
That far.
I'm out.
Yeah.
I'm out.
Second and a half.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Morning, JV Show. It's Selena from Pacifica. I just wanted to comment on the weekend's new movie. So everyone keeps making fun of him because he has veneers, and they're just, like, so distracting, and it's hilarious. Like, when actors have veneers, and they're, like, these two white blocks that stand out. And also, like, his acting is just, like, so cringe. Like, who keeps telling him he can act? Like, he's just, like, it's so hard to take him serious.
Oh, no.
It's not a good endorsement for the new, what's the name of his new movie?
The weekend's new movie is called Hurry Up Tomorrow.
Hurry Up Tomorrow. And it had a huge opening weekend with a blistering $3.3 million.
$3.3 million. Oof. Yeah, it's not great. But
yeah,
hey, I'm open to hearing more reviews. I do want to know what you guys thought, if anybody did go see it.
It's all veneers and bad acting, according to her. I will not be for that reason. I'm out.
All right, so I went down to L.A. I flew down on Friday, spent the weekend bachelorette partying. Graham, I know you can't relate to this, but Jess, do you get plane anxiety too, like having to board?
Especially now, yes. Because of everything that you hear. Are you talking about being scared?
Not so much about like the stories and the news about, you know.
Oh, you don't mind? We don't have enough air traffic
I do mind about that, but I mean
Boeings are just falling out of the sky.
I get anxiety. Like, I literally dread boarding planes, like when I have a carry-on, because I freak out about not finding a spot to put my bag and then not being able to reach the overhead bin and then struggling to lift the bag over my head and get it up there, and people aren't offering to help, expect them to, but it is nice when they do. And then this weekend, it was double anxiety. Because on top of the bag anxiety, we flew Southwest, so I had seat anxiety too, because it is open seating. So, and it was so scary. Graham, again, I know you can't relate because you just walk in there and boop, pop your bag up.
Well,
there.
I got no problem reaching the bag up there, but I do. Doesn't everybody have overhead bin bag anxiety? That's why everyone's like the day before, you got to check in for your flight. Check in. You got to check in this minute. I'm always like, who cares? Also, but I do have that anxiety that there's not going to be a spot for my bag, which is why when I'm walking down, like, you got to gate check that. I'm like, oh, thank you. Just take it.
Me, it's also don't the care. Embarrassment. I feel like everyone's like looking at me thinking like, oh my God, look at her.
She's
can't find a seat.
Forever.
Yeah, I just can't. I can't
we are,
do
we're
it.
Judging.
I also overheard a guy say, because again, open seating on Southwest, I overheard a guy say that he always tries to sit with women so he has more space, but like, we want to sit with the women too. Like, I don't like being seated next to like men and huge
that.
Men that take up all the space.
That's a good strategy, but doesn't everybody, when there's a really, really large, tall, you know, man taking up all this, you're not picking out that middle seat. Like, I can't wait to sit next to that guy sweating on me the whole flight.
So know that that's the guy who's picking the seat next to me because he wants to take up my space.
Yeah, that's
but
smart.
I don't like that.
But then also, I feel like you don't have that much time to make that decision of where exactly you're going to sit because everybody's behind you waiting.
Yeah.
So that's where some anxiety also
I know.
Builds up.
It's a stressful thing. Anyway, so we get down to L.A. The first night, chill. Play drinking games. It was really, really fun. Next day, what sucks about trips like this is everyone's so excited to finally start the weekend that we do way too much that first night. Next day, we had some ATV riding to do.
Okay.
So it was like up some mountain. By the way, our poor Uber driver was so mad at us.
Why?
When we got to the top of the mountain, the road just ended. No more pavement, no more street. It's all dirt and rocks from there and crazy turns as we're literally turning, like going around cliffs and like going off to the top, and there's crazy dips and it was dusty. We could tell he was mad because of the way he was like speeding through the turns, and we're like, bro, we are going to roll off a cliff if you don't slow down. And then I can't speak to everybody else. I was like trying to not throw up at that point because we had done so much drinking the night before, and the way he was driving and it was bouncy and oh my God, it was so, so bad. We get up to the mountain. We finally get to the place, get out of the car. It's like 50 degrees. None of us brought like big jackets because we thought like LA equals sun. It was freezing. It was so windy. And then
it starts to rain. You guys, I brought my weather curse to my best friend's bachelorette party.
It was raining in LA in the middle of May. There is a dark cloud that follows you everywhere.
On the mountain where we were.
What in the world?
Even the ATV guys were like, we check the weather all the time. And like, I lived, you know, down in the city, like, didn't see anything about rain.
It's you.
I know.
You are the jinx. Can I just ask one question?
Yeah.
Bachelorette party ATV riding? Is this a thing?
Right.
Is this a normal thing, Jess? Are you?
I don't know.
I thought the girls were like, oh, pool day, spa day, giggle, giggle. Like, I didn't know we were like going to go out and rev some ATVs. I mean, it sounds awesome, but like, this is just.
My friend is the adventurous type. Like, okay. We also went like down to Pismo and did ATVs there for her birthday one year. She loves this kind of stuff. And,
okay,
I mean,
that's fun.
And it's hella fun. So, I mean, we were all down to do it. Anyway, so we do that in the rain. It was so cold. I actually have a picture of us, and we had to put on rain ponchos. We looked really cute, and we're all hungover. Like, it was great.
Wow.
Anyways, then we did have a club night. After that, the tampon flasks were used.
Oh, did they work?
Okay, yeah. So, this is something Selena brought up on Friday.
Yeah, I found these cool things on Amazon. It's like you have a little funnel, and you pour your liquor into these little tubes, and you put that in a wrapper, and it looks just like the real thing. So I didn't get to sneak mine into the club because the bride wanted to do the shots on the way there. But the other half of the girls that were in a different Uber, they did sneak theirs into the club,
nice.
And it went undetected.
As expected. 10 out of 10
recommend. Nice. They worked. Although the thing is, they didn't hold like not even a full shot each.
Oh.
But I guess you can't make them any like bigger.
That's all. I mean,
because it needs to look.
Yeah, it's got to look accurate.
Legit.
But again, that one shot or slightly less than a shot would have cost you $20 or something.
Right.
So
that's true.
Each one, every little bit helps.
Yeah, and just for the story, like we did it for the plot, really.
Yeah.
Am I allowed to say that?
Yep.
Yeah.
So the club was super fun, although I did feel out of place. I just don't go out like that very often. But, you know, once you get the drinks in you, you start to, like, you know, settle in and get comfortable or whatever. A couple guys did try to talk to me.
Oh.
With my wedding ring clearly visible. So I think we talked about this last week. A wedding ring is not stopping anybody.
Well, but the club, it's kind of dark. Is it hard to see?
Right.
You're
moving
your arms
around. Or were you holding it up in front of your face as they're talking to you?
Well, the first guy I completely ignored. The second one, I was like, married, have a husband. Check the ring. Hello.
And what was his response?
He was like, okay. And I was like, he's like, well, which one of your friends should I talk to? And I just passed him on.
That's good. Did anything work out?
No. She just threw him away too.
Poor guy.
I did have a question though.
Okay.
Because like I said, I was like, hey, I'm like, no, I'm married. I have a husband. When somebody says that, does that sound like if they weren't taken, they would be interested? Because like that obviously is not the vibe I was trying to give off. And thankfully he didn't get that because he just moved on to one of my other friends. But like, could that be misconstrued as that?
I think it depends on body language and the way that you say it. Because there's way, like the way that you said it right there, that's a clear message. Not interested.
Right.
Right. But if you give them,
because if it was like my man and he was like, sorry, I have a girlfriend, or sorry, I have a wife.
I'm married, but if it was a lot of that, then it could be misconstrued.
So there's a lot of heavy breathing and sighing.
Yeah, like,
okay, good.
Frustration.
Twinkling eyes.
Yeah.
Smile.
Okay, good.
But I don't think they would take it as in like, oh, you're saying you're married. But like, although I do hate when you say I have a boyfriend and they're like, where is he?
Where is he at?
He's not
That's
here.
A good point.
Or if they say, who cares? If they say, like, I don't care.
Yeah, just because there's a goalie doesn't mean you can't score.
That is not the mentality, though. Oh.
Well, maybe for some of those guys in the club, they're just trying to score.
I have to show you guys the rain poncho picture. Let me pull me.
I
probably have to crop out all the other girls because they didn't approve, but I can definitely show you guys me though. In the meantime, let's give you some crazy cash. We have $1,000 for you every single hour. Graham, what's this hour's keyword?
This hour's nationwide keyword is green. That's green. Take that over to wild949.com, enter it there, and that's all it takes to get you in the running for $1,000. This hour's $1,000 because next hour there's going to be another $1,000
right
up for grabs.
So go enter for that chance to win. And Graham, we have a shout out.
Yeah, one more DM slide this morning. Good morning, JV Show. Can you please give my beautiful daughter, Eleni, a big happy birthday shout out? She turns 11 today. Happy birthday to my pretty girl. We are so blessed to have you in our life. You're so smart, responsible, and artistic. We love you so much. That's from mom, dad, and big brother, and we hope all your wishes come true. And so does the JV show, of course.
Yes.
Who gives a fart?
Oh, that's never mind. Good point.
The JV show on Wild 94.9.
All right, so I saw Justin Bieber post this picture over the weekend. It's of him and his dad. It's on our Instagram story. Make sure you're following JV Morning Show. We post a lot of good things on there. But it's on our story. And he is talking about, I'm assuming, golf with his dad. I don't know, but that's irrelevant. I could not stare at his hair.
Holy, what in the LeBron James is going on up there?
He's losing it.
We hadn't seen it in a while.
Yeah, and I didn't even notice that he's been covering it up until I saw this picture. And I was like, oh my God, he is always wearing hats, or he's got his hood up.
Beanies, random things on his head.
And we all know that when a man does start to thin up there, it's a very hard transition for most of them. Could this contribute to like the mental breakdown he seems to be having? Like,
I have a different theory looking at this.
What's your theory?
He's had a hair transplant. Go back and look at other pictures of what his hairline looked like before. It didn't look like this. It did not. Go look at it from a year or two ago.
So you think this is recent?
I think these are the little seedlings that are starting to grow in there.
Okay,
top.
I was going to say, if this is the hair transplant result, he needs another.
No, it takes time.
Okay.
It takes time for everything to start growing in.
You don't show it off yet then, Biebs. Put the hood back on.
Wait,
yeah, but the hairline looks very solid. Like the hairline looks
solid,
very
straight.
Solid straight across. It's just like not that thick on top, but I think he's had the procedure.
Because
I'm telling
Graham.
You, look at his other, look. Go back and look at past pictures of him. He has like major... I don't know
I
if widow's peak's
right.
the right word, but his hairline was way different.
And if I had to describe, if you're not able to check out the photo right now, the top of his head, it's like see-through. You can see his scalp through his hair.
Yeah, it's LeBron James situation.
That thins, yeah. What the hell, LeBron James? JV Morning Show, if you want to check that out on our Instagram
story. You can just spray some in there, right, to fill it in, can't you?
Yeah,
don't they make the hair in
people
the can?
Are tattooing their hair on these days. There's options.
Bieber, give it a little squirt there.
First, Selena, there's a storm at your wedding. Jess, if you have Selena go to your wedding, don't invite her. Do not invite her for your bachelorette because it will turn out horrible. Love you guys. Have a good day.
Hey, thank you
That's
for that.
That's a fair recommendation. It was not just Selena's wedding that got blasted by a hurricane, but it was also her bachelorette party. There was a monsoon in Vegas, unlike they hadn't seen in 50 years or something.
Yes.
You're cursed.
I know. So we were just talking about, you know, me going to my friend's bachelorette trip over the weekend. We went down to LA. Jess, I just sent you the picture of me in the rain poncho. Can you put an emoji over some people's face next to me? Thanks. Well, I just know, girls, you have to approve every picture, and not a lot of them got approved. So if you can post me, though. Well, you guys were enjoying the beautiful weather here in the Bay. I was in the mountains in LA, and I brought the rain. It was like the only time it rained the entire weekend.
You are
the only
cursed.
Place. It just
you
follows me
cursed.
Wherever I go.
Good morning, JV Show. Just wanted to chime in on Selena's bachelorette situation. For my bachelorette party, we all did surf lessons, so I'm absolutely on board for the fun times besides the ha-ha-ha that Graham said he thinks happens. We do actually have some fun. And also, when I wore my wedding ring, it never stopped anyone either. And I would go, oh, I'm married. And they would say, oh, you can't have friends, so men are creepy. It depends on their thirst level.
Yes!
Depends on their thirst level. I'd mentioned before, I didn't heard, because Selena went ATV, and I thought bachelorette parties, I hadn't heard of too many adventure-style bachelorette parties before, but it does sound fun. I'm more
they're
interested.
They're out there. A lot of brides will go to the shooting range, which was one of the things that my friend was considering, and I'm, like, so scared. I was like, please, 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 no, but she ended up picking ATVs. I could do that. I'm fine. I'm fine with that.
Good morning, JV fam. Happy Monday. Selena, I'm glad that you had a nice weekend, but I don't know. I felt like that was a sign that you have, you know, stayed home, spent time with your abuela.
Oh, my God.
Anyways, no, I'm just messing with you. Glad you had fun. Have a good rest of the day, guys. Love you.
Why are we still
How
bringing that up?
Did we forget about this, Jess?
Abuelita.
What do we let her talk about this whole bachelorette trip, and we neglected to bring up the biggest problem of all, the abuelita dilemma, and that was Selena skipped her abuelita's
abuelita.
Like 100th birthday to go on this trip, and the rest of her family all went. So give us the fallout from that, Selena. What happened? Is abuelita still with us? Was that her last birthday?
She is thriving. She is good. I did feel bad, though, not
not being there. I don't want everyone to think that I'm like heartless, even though most of the time I am. Right. I did feel bad, but to be honest, I don't even think she noticed I wasn't there.
Wow, shots fired. Grandma, but it's true. Shots fired.
Are you saying she has dementia?
That's what it sounds like.
She actually does a little bit.
Oh.
Okay, that's sad, kind of sad now.
Okay, that is sad.
We'll take that out of the podcast.
Yeah, please.
But Selena, you said you were going to take her out before you went on your bachelor.
Okay, but take her to Buffalo Wild Wings. Hear me out. Yeah, I had this whole Buffalo Wild Wings date planned for me and Abuelita, but it just didn't work out because I couldn't take a day to go down to Selena's to do that because I have kids that I have to pick up. I got things during the day, the school pickups and drop-offs and
kids have only been in
practices.
Your life a little bit. Your Abuelita has been
That's a good
life.
Point. Who have I known longer?
Seriously.
Not my kids.
And it's all about my own kids. Priorities. I'm going to slide into Abuelita's DMs and let her know that what you really didn't care at all that you missed her birthday.
She just blocked you. So good luck with that.
Well, we'll see about that. She's been in my DMs before.
Leave her out of this.
So is your family still upset about you skipping the day? Because that was one of the things you were worried about, that they were upset you were picking the bachelorette party over Abuelita.
They actually got over it. At least I think they probably weren't too happy that I still sent my kids down there and they had to take care of
them. Wow. You made Abuelita babysit?
Not her, my sister and my mom.
Sure. I bet you Abuelita was down there having to take care of her kids.
Diapers.
Instead of getting celebrated on her birthday.
But everything is all good. Nobody is upset. And I am going to go pay her a visit and we're gonna do something.
Yes. Well, let's hook her up to the JV show lie detector real quick.
How does it know?
Yeah, you know that ain't gonna happen.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Happy Monday. Hope you had a good weekend. Thanks for joining us back here. I'm Selena.
I'm Graham.
And I'm Jez. And we have your chance to win tickets for the Giants.
We have more Giants tickets.
Giants tickets. So what you have to do is leave us a talk back letting us know who you would take with you to their game against the Padres on June 3rd at Oracle Park. You can win 4 tickets to this game, which is a City Connect Tuesday, by the way.
Yay. So leave your talkbacks. Tell everyone you know to leave their talkbacks, and you could be checking out the Giants on a City Connect Tuesday. Love that. Good luck.
Now, I want to know, parents, how would you feel if you got an invitation to a birthday party, right? Somebody that your child goes to school with. But you realize that it's not your typical invitation because this one doesn't have the usual party details. Instead, it's an invitation to a, quote, online birthday party.
Huh?
And it's basically just so that you can send birthday gifts to the child. To the
online
birthday,
birthday party? What in the pandemic is
they're calling it an online birthday party, but to be honest, there's no party.
It's not even like a virtual.
There
like,
is no
hangout.
Virtual anything.
There's
it's
no like just, chat room where I can go in there and make some jokes and rip on some people.
It is just basically the child's address and a list of suggestions on what you can buy for the child as a birthday gift. So no party, but they are asking for gifts. What do you do?
We ain't going.
Well, obviously.
Well, you're not going to the virtual park because there's nowhere to go to.
Are you sending a gift?
No, of course not.
I guess it depends who the friend is. If it's a really close friend of my kids, that like one of the best friends, like we'll send something small. But like one of those things, you know, where a kid you don't really know, but they invite the entire class. Mm-hmm. No. I don't know you like that.
Now, is this something you would ever consider doing?
No.
No, I made my stance on this very clear. I don't want my kids getting more junk that they're never going to play with. But you can't. You can't expect people to give a gift if there is no party, right?
I think it's wrong.
Because it almost feels like when there's a party, you're kind of like getting something in return, which
yeah,
I mean,
because you spend so much money throwing the party.
Right.
Yeah, and hopefully I'm getting some free food out of it.
Yeah.
Or a cupcake or something.
Especially if you have to sit there with like a bunch of kids running around and, you know.
Right, those are the worst.
But, okay, so let's say there is somebody in your child's class that does this. When your child's birthday comes around and you throw an actual in-person party, are you inviting that kid?
Yes.
I've never really been a fan of let's invite the whole class to parties.
Oh.
I'm with you on that.
I don't like those. Never did it growing up for my birthday parties. Okay. It's always been like just family. And then I was always allowed to invite maybe like 2 friends and that was it. The rest is family. So that's kind of where I'm at. We did for my son's last birthday invite all the kids from his daycare and it was a lot. Never doing that again. No offense, everyone is great, kids are great, parents are great, but it's just expensive. You have to like do a lot more entertaining and then it's just too much.
You have to talk to a lot of randoms.
Yeah,
right, that sounds so awkward.
Yeah, so I don't yeah, I don't think I have to worry about whether or not I would invite that kid because the right. answer is no.
I don't know how or why. It's probably because we say no and turn down so many birthday parties. We're just, Kate said this to me, my wife, the other day. She's like, I think everyone has just taken us off the birthday party invite list. We don't get invited to any birthday parties.
You don't?
Anymore,
guys. Wait, that's so sad.
I'm telling you, it's like there's always a conflict. The kids have a sports game or something. There's always something that comes up and overlaps the things. And we end up declining so many of these birthday parties. And I think we've just, now we're completely off the birthday radar. I'm happy about it for all the reasons that Selena laid out a minute ago, because right. you have to talk to all these randoms and the things.
But
and
your
you gotta
kids,
do all this stuff.
Do your kids notice? Like, do they know there's a party going on and everyone in the class is going, no, but not them?
See, they're too young right now. In a few years, they're going to be like, hey, how come everybody else went to this party, not me? Right now, they don't know. But I am thankful, you guys. Oof, thank you.
And do they ever ask you for birthday parties for them? Like, for... Like, do they ever want you guys to throw them a birthday party?
Not really, but I'm curious to see as their birthdays are in August, so we'll see as we get closer what they want to do for their birthday this year. I don't know.
I feel like once they notice, hey, my friends, I mean, they have a party with all their friends.
Yeah,
they
but we don't ever go to them, so we've never been. You know,
so they're going to hear about it.
Let's hope not. Uh-oh. Fingers crossed.
Trending. It's all the stuff you need to know. What's hot in music, movies, shows, and the most talked about stories happening today in the Bay.
And today's Hottest Trending is sponsored by Prime Youth Aesthetics and Wellness. Join me. I'm going to be there Wednesday, the 28th from 4 to 6 p.m. A lot of giveaways, food, drinks, a lot of fun. Just RSVP, primeyouthaesthetics.com. So Katy Perry is no longer wanted in Vegas.
Oh, no.
Do you guys remember a while back she did that residency at Resorts World?
Right.
Sound familiar? Well, apparently that contributed to the hotel losing money. And even though she would love to do another residency, hotels are like, no, we're not going to risk anything. People don't really like you right now. So the Resorts World one, there was a bidding war for her between Resorts World and Caesars. I don't know if you guys remember that. Resorts World ended up getting her, and she was getting paid between $750,000 to $900,000 per show.
Jeez.
Because of that bidding war. But then she underperformed, and the hotel ended up losing money because they were paying her so much.
That's I mean, man, I wonder how many shows she did at that price, and they're on the hook for it. It doesn't matter what the ticket sales are, what ticket price they're able to get, they have to pay that. There's the contract right there, you know?
I feel so bad for her. I wonder if
do
she
you?
Will... Yeah, I wonder
what
if she'll...
What for? Well, she's falling backwards into a giant mountain of money.
Oh, you're right. You're right. Never mind.
Why are we feeling sorry for Katy Perry?
I don't feel bad for her.
She took a 10-minute space flight just to promote her next album or whatever, or tour or whatever it was. Like, who gives a fart?
I think it's just like it's a major flop that she's going through. She's in her flop era. And...
But from what I gathered is she doesn't care what any of us
That's
think. She's staying true to herself and she's happy and content. So
good and she's good an for ethereal her. Space goddess now. It doesn't matter what
she's a real life astronaut
back here on Earth think. Her tour's doing just fine, isn't it?
I don't know. I don't think so. She's gotten a lot of criticism for it. Yeah. But again, but like people, you said, Graham, she's still making a lot of money, so you're right.
She's gotten a lot of criticism for her tour because people are just mocking the outfits or whatever and the choreography.
Even the singing.
They're picking apart that stuff. But by all accounts, aren't the venues look full to me in the pictures that I've seen? Like, we haven't heard that, like, she's canceling dates like a lot of other artists that we've known.
They're
like,
true.
I think I'm going to be sick that day.
But I don't think these are, like, sold-out shows either.
Plus, the tickets are probably, like, $30.
Someone in the JV Show research department, can you look
research
up this
department,
tour and find out what's going on with this tour?
Now it's a Tory Lanez. So Drake is trying to garner some support for him. He shared a petition calling on Governor Gavin Newsom to pardon Tory Lanez. So far, I just checked, it is up to 267,365 signatures. And because Tory was convicted in state court, Gavin Newsom actually does have the power to pardon him if he actually did want to, which he probably
he does
will not.
No, he doesn't.
Also, you know how Tory was stabbed 14 times last week in prison by a guy named Santino Ocasio? This is a guy who, if you don't know, he is serving life in prison for murder. And he has a history of attacking and assaulting other inmates. And like at this point, he has nothing to lose. So it's like, who cares? I saw a screenshot that was going around that showed that Megan Thee Stallion fans had set up a GoFundMe for him. Now, I did check GoFundMe. I couldn't find this campaign anywhere. It is possible that maybe it was there and they took it down because they, you know, these crowdfunding platforms, they do usually have a policy where they're not going to support anybody that's convicted of violent crimes. So it is possible that it was taken down if it existed at all. But it showed a fundraiser titled Support Santino Casio for His Service. And this GoFundMe that I saw said it had raised over $2,500.
Yeah, I think their GoFundMe has to take those types of campaigns down, right?
Yeah, but the fact that somebody would start it in the first place.
Right.
Yeah.
Very tacky. Yeah.
Very.
And I'm on Megan Thee Stallion's side here, but come on, we don't do that.
Oh, you're saying Megan started it?
No, her fans did.
Got it.
Back to Katy Perry. So apparently her shows are not selling out. They're struggling to fill venues, and some shows are even facing potential cancellation. Tickets are approximately from $50 to $300.
I can go see Katy Perry for $50.
Yep.
Has she started doing, are they all international dates that have happened so far? I feel like those are the ones I've seen online. Or is she stateside right now? Where are we at in the tour? How many shows down? Where are we in the middle of it? If she starts canceling dates, then we'll know. Because that's the telltale sign.
Right.
Timberlake twists his ankle or something or got sick or whatever.
J-Lo canceled her entire tour.
Dropped the
entire
thing. Yeah.
She's like, why even fake it? It ain't selling.
Right. Yeah, apparently more than half of the tickets for Houston have not sold yet.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Wow.
Denver, low demand as well.
Oh.
Yeah, not looking good. Not looking good.
Uh-oh. Space flight, really?
Yeah.
Really?
I think that's a combination of everything.
Yep.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Our photos from home. Every Monday we bring a photo from our weekend. You can check them out on JV Morning Show. Make sure you give us a follow. I feel like we're a good follow.
Great follow.
Post a lot of interesting things. So my picture is me and my friend Jackie. It was her bachelorette weekend. We went down to LA. You know, I told you guys how we went up ATVing, got, you know, it started to rain because I have a weather curse hanging over my head, apparently. But this is us one of the nights at the house.
Look at you guys. And, oh, she had the bride sash on.
She did. I didn't know if she was going to be willing to, like, wear the veil and the sash because, you know, some people think it's a little too corny, but she was excited to wear it, so.
Did people buy her shots and stuff when they, you see the girl wearing the sash? Did people come up and, like, oh, let me buy her a drink?
I don't know if anybody did that, but a lot of people come up and said congratulations.
Ooh. Yeah, or like, so don't do it. What? Let me
Nobody
ask.
Got that. Yeah.
What does the sign say?
What? Oh, batch and bougie.
Batch and bougie.
That's what it said.
And then your outfit there, Selena, what do you call that thing?
I don't know.
A jumpsuit.
Okay.
Is it a jumpsuit?
Yeah.
Okay.
How do you go to the bathroom in that?
You have to take the whole thing off.
You have to drop it all the way down. You got to drop it all the way down to the ankles.
It's cute though.
But awkward at the club. What do you got to drop
awkward.
That thing?
Oh, yeah. Why at the club? Well, how do you do that?
I didn't wear this to the club thing. Thankfully.
Okay.
But it very awkward.
It looks comfortable.
It
until you have to go to the bathroom. All right, my picture is a picture of my daughter Quinn. She ran away from home yesterday, and it all. All because I would not allow her to have any snacks because dinner was ready in like 15 minutes. That's, of course, when your kids are like, I need some snacks. I'm hungry. Yeah, dinner is like ready in 15 minutes. They don't understand the concept of time. I guess at 15 minutes, not that far away. You can wait till dinner. She's 5 years old, by the way. So she hopped in her Jeep and she drove off and she made it about, I don't know, about 30 feet from the house. But she brought a pillow, blankets, all sorts of supplies. And she made a little bed in our swing that's hanging out there from the tree.
Oh, my God.
That is so cute.
And you can see, if you zoom in, you can see her grumpy face. But, she looked pretty cozy out there. I almost just wanted to let her keep living her best life.
Good for her. I always wanted to run away, but I always got too scared.
Yeah. And eventually she did come back in because she was hungry. Yeah.
And I love that she has her own little car.
Yeah, she's got her Power Wheels. She's got her Power Wheels Jeep.
You guys have to go see this picture. It's the cutest thing ever.
And then my picture is from me at Beta Breakers in my koala costume.
Oh, is this the koala from that movie Sing?
No, it's not.
Oh. Is it the koala, maybe Zootopia?
No.
Oh.
Just a random koala.
Random koala. And yes, I was not forced to do this, although it might look like I was.
Okay, and how did you go to the bathroom in this?
Good question.
I had to take it off. And oh my God, it gets so hot in there. I wasn't sure if it was going to be kind of a cold day. No, it was beautiful out. It was warm, but I was also sweating inside that thing. Can I just say one
thing? Yes.
One thing. A lot of people were coming up to me, like, saying that they loved the costume, right? Love that.
Really?
It was just such good vibes. Yes.
Why?
Because it's so cute. But one person came up to me, and she came up to me so close to my face, you guys.
And she started making out with you?
No, okay, no. No, but her breath.
Oh.
It smelled like alcohol and vomit.
Well, yeah.
Ew.
What do you think people are doing at Beta Breakers?
I was like, I think she probably just went and threw up, and then she was like really close to my face being like, oh my God, I love your costume. And what if she would have said, and I love the JV show too, and like that's our number one listener. You just offended her.
And you just told her her breath is stinking.
She didn't say that.
Okay, I'm just saying.
Yeah well, Beta Breakers, people are blocked out by about 9 a.m. yeah. that day. That's part of the fun. I'm still, people were complimenting this costume to me. It seems,
you don't like it.
Let me sidebar with Selena for a second.
I don't feel like,
Beta Breakers is full of some of the most creative costumes of the entire year. And there were so many very clever ones. You know, every year.
Costumes.
Yes, every year I'm always blown away. And then you see somebody that just ordered something inflatable off Amazon and you're like, did they even care like, did they give a fart?
Did they care?
And they don't.
No.
So I'm confused. All right, let's just back
in. If you had to rate it, Graham,
I don't know, like a 3 out of 10?
Yeah, I was thinking like 3.2.
No.
Like laziness, a 10?
I give it a 10 because it's super cute, super inflatable.
It's like it's got to have a theme. Beta Breakers things are funny because they are topical. They're about something that happened in pop culture. People are dressed up as the female astronauts, you know, stuff like that.
No,
like,
there's
all sorts of stuff
things,
like that. Like, of course there's random things, but the best costumes out there are stuff that, you know.
But you got to have a little bit of everything, you know? And I had never seen an inflatable koala. And I was living my best life in it. I'm going to be
okay, Graham has spoken.
Wow.
It got shot down.
Okay, well, I want to see your guys' costumes next year.
Deflated.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Oh, my God, Graham. I just realized our pool party is this weekend.
Yeah, we're less than a week out.
Oh, my God.
This is not a drill, people. This is not a drill.
I'm not ready.
Gotta figure out what I'm going to wear.
I know. I'm starting to stress out. Okay, look. So we're going to be at Grayton
Resort, casino, hotel.
Yep. I have been struggling all morning. Mid-sentence, my brain will just shut off.
Yeah.
So where are we going to be, Graham?
We're going to be at Grayton Resort and Casino.
When are we going to be there?
This Saturday.
Who's going to be there?
Steve Aoki is going to be DJing. Well, more importantly, you and I are going to be there.
Yes,
so
with Steve Aoki.
Come hang out with us. It's going to be an incredible pool party. The weather looks like it's going to be nice and warm. This is going to be the official kickoff to the summer pool party. You want to be there.
Yeah, it is 21 and up. So get these tickets while you still can. Go to Grayton Resort Casino. .com/pool.
Really quick, I wanted to shout out Yadira and Edgar. We met them at the Hillsdale Mall in Samatel. Over the weekend. Super nice. And they are big fans of the show. So,
shout out to you.
Aw, thank you.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.